I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you on a Friday, Payne and Pendergast. Adam Spillane and Sean Bajani in for Landry Locker and John Lopez. They'll jump on at 10 o'clock today. The Sixers just hired a head coach. His name is Nick Nurse. And he was asked at his introductory press conference about free agent guard James Harden.
Do you want James Harden back?
James Harden's a great player.
But that didn't answer the question.
Well, I would say this, is that James has a decision to make. And I'd be very happy if he came back.
Welcome to Philly, Nick Nurse. You ain't Toronto
anymore.
What
was the original? What was the first question? Was it, do you want him back or are you going to get him back?
Play it again. Play it one more time.
Do you want James Harden back?
Do you want James Harden back?
Yeah. Do you want him back? So I feel like Nurse could have answered that more directly. If the answer eventually he was going to give is I would love to have him back, I feel like that's enough. That sounds like the same thing as, yeah, I want to have him back.
That tells me, maybe this plays into what my read on that whole cut was earlier in the show when we played it. My thought was, Seth, that maybe Nick Nurse on his first day on the job doesn't want to step on toes of a personnel decision. Like, this is a general manager and probably even an owner decision, James Harden, a max deal like this for an aging player. But I can't imagine that Nick Nurse took that job without having deep conversations about where the organization stood on James Harden. Like, I can't imagine that didn't come up when he's sitting with Daryl Morey talking about taking the coaching job. And, man, I wonder if there's actual debate going on internally. Like, if Daryl Morey told Nick Nurse, hey, man, we're going to do everything we can to keep James, then you're right. It's an easy answer to go, do you want James Harden back? Of course we do. As an organization, we do. That's why one of the reasons I took the job, we talked about James. I wonder if Philadelphia is having, at the very least, second thoughts about maxing James out, like everybody just kind of assumed would happen a year or so ago when James took kind of a little bit of a hometown deal for a year to let them beef up the roster a little bit, and now James wants to get paid. So I wonder if there's a little bit of a struggle going on with what to do with James right now up there.
Yeah, well, and also too, look, if Nick Nurse, the bigger question for Nick Nurse, if I'm Nick Nurse and I'm going into that situation, you have Joel Embiid. If you don't get Harden back, you've got room to maneuver. You know, you have space under the luxury tax, whether it's 1 year or 2 years or however long it takes to start filling in that void, you can do it. Embiid is a kind of planetary force that could lure other people there. So if I'm Nick Nurse, I'm thinking more about, like, okay, Daryl Morey will figure out a way to get people here. Mm-hmm. Daryl Morey will figure out a way. Maybe, I don't know exactly what it's going to look like this first year, but maybe it's James Harden. Maybe it's something that's maybe a little bit more appealing than James Harden. I just don't know what it looks like right now.
Yep. I don't know. Boy, I struggle with what the James Harden situation with the Rockets. It would be much easier if I knew exactly what the Rockets' stomach was for the price tag. Like, what are they willing to do to bring James Harden here? Or maybe not willing to do, I guess?
I guess I've tried to think about this differently with both DeAndre Hopkins and James Harden. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been thinking about, like, okay, how can I reframe this to try to maybe come at it from a different angle and see if I've got a blind spot? And I guess the question I'd ask myself and you is, okay, what's the worst case scenario if the Rockets sign James Harden, and if the like the and if the Texans sign DeAndre Hopkins, like and not worst case scenario is in, you know, James Harden brings in some weird strain of gonorrhea and everybody dies, but like a realistic worst case scenario.
Basketball worst case, yeah,
yes, like basketball worst case scenario, if the Rockets sign James Harden, it's that they'll be a respectable franchise in terms of wins and losses, but if they gave him, like, if they gave him the 4-year max, you might end up putting a ceiling on yourself.
Oh yeah,
for just exactly how good you can be, and maybe you're putting it. The hazier part is, are you putting a ceiling on the development of some of your younger players because they're not necessarily going to be able to take ownership of the team? They're not necessarily going to have the best example of how to go about your business, what all that stuff. But like worst case scenario, realistically for me, is that they'll be a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah.
And is that the worst thing in the world?
Well, I think here's the difference. The difference is that signing James Harden to a deal, even if it's not a max deal, even if it's a market level, you know, 30, 40 million, they've got 60 million in cap space. But even if you sign James to a 2 or 3 year deal, you're reducing your flexibility. You know, if you sign James, you've signed him to a max deal. Boy, you are committed to James Harden into his late 30s. For a guy who doesn't seem to prioritize conditioning all the time, you are investing in a guy into his late 30s. Then, Seth, you are, within a year or two, you're having to make decisions on Jalen Green pretty soon and what to do with him. You're going to have to make decisions on Alperen Şengün pretty soon. Jabari Smith will be right after that. Whoever this player is that you end up drafting with the fourth overall pick, you slowly have guys coming along who, if they develop, and that would be a good problem to have, but they're going to be looking for big contracts. I think that's, so we're talking about worst case scenario, is that, yes, I think you put a ceiling on yourself. You're using your cap space, your resources to improve the team on an older player, potentially on a max deal. The biggest thing, and this is just the difference between the two sports, whatever it is you're going to do with Hopkins, you can get out of it. And it's not going to, it's not going to drag your franchise one way or the other. The Harden thing has the potential to be an anchor on the franchise as a whole.
That's where, with Harden, the worst case scenario is what you just described, and a lot of that comes with a 4-year deal.
Exactly.
If you do a 2-year deal with James Harden, the worst case scenario really becomes, okay, Harden is old, he's ineffective, he gets injured a bunch, and you know, that, like, obviously the worst, if he doesn't play at all because he's injured, that's a really bad scenario. But otherwise, the likeliest worst case scenario is that the Rockets are a better basketball team, but not as good as you'd hoped with the extra juice of James Harden, but definitively a better team than they are now. I can live with that if it's a 2-year deal, because it's not going to hamstring the future. DeAndre Hopkins, I think the worst case scenario with DeAndre Hopkins would be more that you might be making an exception for a veteran player who doesn't check off all the boxes for what you're trying to establish right now in terms of culture and everything. So you'd be getting a quick fix on the football field, but that also, I think that quick fix might actually be detrimental to CJ Stroud in the long term, because it's too alluring to have this guy who's got this huge catch radius. And even if he's not really, really open, if I just wait a little bit and throw to the sideline, he's going to pull it in. Kind of the way Deshaun Watson was with DeAndre Hopkins the first few years, that it might not be the best thing for the overall development of CJ Stroud. And yet you're also not going to be probably using DeAndre by the time you really are good.
Yeah. I think too that there's especially at this stage of his career, he's in his early 30s, that there's an, okay, is he worth it question you have to ask yourself with DeAndre when it comes to not practicing, you know, whatever you feel might negatively impact the culture you're trying to establish there. You're doing that with a first-time offensive coordinator, a first-time head coach. You know, I'll throw Gerard Johnson in there because he's obviously going to be a key part of you know, whatever game planning this offense does. And CJ Stroud, too, you're kind of creating one more thing for a young coaching staff to manage that's probably more easily managed by, like, an Andy Reid, you know, who's had to deal with things. You know, like, is that something you want to do? Now, if Hopkins is going to go get you 105 catches for 1,300 yards, then yes, you manage that.
Yeah.
But he's not available all the time. You know what I mean? On a per-game basis, he's still pretty damn good. The problem is the number of games he's played. It's not the productivity on a per game basis. He's still among the top 10 in the league in yards receiving per game. So,
Somebody texted Seth, it's been nice knowing you. What did I do? I wonder.
I don't know. That was 4 minutes ago.
4 minutes ago. What did I say 4 minutes ago? Is that when I started making an argument that, like, okay, under one scenario that it's okay for James Harden to be here?
I don't know. Yeah, nice knowing. Yeah, maybe they're mad at you about that. Who knows? Charles
God
Barkley.
Forbid I was polarizing.
Charles Barkley. Well, this might be a polarizing take from Charles Barkley right here. Charles Barkley chopping it up on the set of TNT's NBA coverage. And they're talking about golf right here and a golf game that Charles is about to go out and play. But Charles establishes what he thinks is a societal rule here about FaceTime that I'm not sure Seth and I agree with.
Hey, the ball goes further.
When we play tomorrow, it's going to affect them.
I cannot wait to play you tomorrow. It's great. You be sending me videos of your swing. Be FaceTime me. You know dudes don't FaceTime each other. That's inappropriate.
Really?
Dudes don't FaceTime each
That's
other,
right?
man. Dudes don't FaceTime each other.
All right, Chuck.
Okay, just telling you.
Okay. So dudes don't FaceTime each other. I almost feel like the implication that he said it's inappropriate. I guess the implication is that maybe you're a little less of a man if you FaceTime with other men. I don't know.
Dudes don't FaceTime other dudes. Yeah, that's his oldest man. That's his oldest old man take he's ever had. I think.
Is it really? And he's had a lot of them too.
Yeah, that's right up there with the concept of what a big man needs to be in the NBA. Like how a big man, they clung on to that for about 15 years.
You gotta feed the post. Don't FaceTime other dudes. That's terrible.
He's out there. Dwight Howard's up there running up and down the court, FaceTiming guys instead of backing guys up in the post.
That's right. That's right.
There's two things that Dwight Howard let Barkley affect him too much with. It was once when Dwight just needed to be fed touches in the post early in playoff games.
Yeah.
And then not FaceTiming.
That's right.
Notoriously.
a lot of people.
Not FaceTiming adults.
There were texters earlier in the show, a bunch of them, that were agreeing with Charles on that one. I don't see that. Like, I don't think it's a dudes don't FaceTime other dudes. To me, it's just, like, I'm not huge on it because I like my communication to be via text by and large. Yeah. You know?
The person that was said nice to know you was saying that I was probably going to get canceled over the hypothetical case of a super strain of gonorrhea that James Harden might accidentally bring back to the city of Houston.
That's right.
It's a hypothetical. You don't get sued over a hypothetical scenario.
No.
It's just kind of like, I never implied that he actually did that or has that or anything. There's, any one of us could come down with a hypothetical strain of fictitious gonorrhea, a super strain of gonorrhea.
Right.
That's just something that dudes do. Like, that's what I would tell Barkley.
Seth will be here on Monday. Don't worry, Texter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.